again. And the feeling that the best of you, the best just passed me by. And so I give in to the ugly fact that maybe you may not be stopping by.
Alright, 101.9 FM CITR. It's a band from Chicago, Illinois called The Bomb, featuring the former singer for Naked Ray Gun, Jeff Pizzotti. The tune you heard there was called Indecision, and I can't remember what the album's called. Anyways, there you go. Welcome to the show. The time is about 9 minutes past the hour of 12 midnight. My name is Trevor, and you are tuned to CITR, 101.9 FM. The show is called Vengeance Is Mine, and we'll be with you for the next 2 hours or so, bringing you all the best the world of punk rock has to offer. A great show for you tonight. We've got Death Sentence, local legends Death Sentence in our spotlight tonight, and some excellent tunes coming up for you tonight. Delighted to have you along with us for week number 450 in the history of this program. In this first set, we got tunes from the likes of the Cro-Mags, Agnostic Front, 88 Fingers Louie, Poison Idea, Propagandy, and the Brat Attack. First, we're going to start things off with a New York punk band called Black Train Jack. The tune is called Handouts. This is 101.9 FM, CITR.
We'll be right back. 17. He was still a boy, a deaf, a still a fucking boy, innocent. Who made it? Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. I'll see you in
I'm
101.9 FM CITR. That's the Brat Attack, band out of Winnipeg, Manitoba. They're going to be coming here before too long. They're playing on the 31st of March at the Pub 340. So you can check them out. The album is called From This Beauty Comes Chaos and Mayhem. And the song you heard there was called One Solution. Propagandi before that, another band, a band to whom I really like in Brat Attack. They're from Winnipeg as well and very politically aware. That was from their latest one. It was called, what's that album called? It's Potemkin City Limits. That's the one. And tune you heard there was called Impending Half Head. Part of that were Poison Idea from the album Feel the Darkness. Tune was called Death of an Idiot Blues. Part of that, 88 Fingers Louie with a tune called Empty Slogans. I was taking from an album, a compilation, in fact, of American and Japanese punk rock called No Borders. Part of that, Agnostic Front from the Dead Yuppies LP with Everybody's a Critic. Cro-Mags before that from Revenge with These Streets. And Black Train Jack started off the set from the You're Not Alone LP. Tune here there was called Handouts. There you go. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine right here on 101.9 FM CITR. Time is about 25 minutes past the hour, 12 midnight. Thank you very much for tuning us in. Coming up at the top of the hour will be our weekly spotlight, The Cat's Ass. This week on a local punk rock legend called Death Sentence. So do check that out. Very important chapter in Victoria or Vancouver punk rock and all that stuff. It's coming up in about a half hour, 40 minutes time. In the meantime, we've got, in that same vein, we've got all local bands this next set. Let's see, we've got Nunstalker, Rebel Spell, Married to Music, Modernettes, Smugglers, and Evaporators in the set. Well, we're going to start things off with a band who I don't think are around anymore. I haven't heard from them in years. They're called the Muscle Bitches. And we're going to play a tune from the Demon Boy Takes a Bride album. And the song is called Dirtbag. So here you go. This is the Muscle Bitches, 101.9 FM CITR.
Dirtbag. attention, destructive obsession, neurotic perfection. Money and fame, rich, famous, and pain, you'd be better to never start. Cause you wanted the gutter and the click in the shutter.
Dribble if I was only able to cut out the things in my life that don't make sense. Well, think of the time it would save in finding a really great time. But everyday finds me without an exception, because of the stress and concern that I'm treated okay. And today I sit at the restaurant with friends for hours, and minutes would turn into days as the waiter would jerk me to laugh at his own expense. Well, hi, I'm Jeff. Well, get lost if you suck. Give your hands and your laughs on my date, and I know it's true. I approve of the flying buttress of love. Two really good looking people join forces and hands for what they talk about. It's the flying buttress of love. Two really good looking people join forces and hands, but what do they talk about? That girl and that guy, look at them. She's almost as pretty as him, except that together they're ugly, and that makes things pretty grim. Kiss me, I'm yours. She said, kiss me, you're mine. So they kiss and dicks lay down my chin, and I know it's true. I approve of the flying buttress of love. Two really good looking people join forces and hands, but what do they talk about? It's a flying buttress of love. Two really great looking people, they're joining forces and hands, but what do they talk about? Oh, 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 what do they talk about?
All right, 101.9 FM CITR. That's the Evaporators from right here in Vancouver, BC. Tune's called You Got What I Want. taken from a 7-inch EP called I'm Going to France. Prior to that were The Smugglers. That was taken from the In the Hall of Fame CD. It was a tune called Flying Buttress of Love. Prior to that, The Modernettes from Get It Straight. The tune you heard there was Celebrity Crack Up. Married to Music before that from their latest one, Sweet Kicking and Screaming. And the tune there was called Man's Best Friend. The Rebel Spell before that from their first full-length, Expression in Layman's Terms. And the song you heard was the title track. Nunstalker before that from Defrocked. The tune was called Concerned. And starting off the set, The Muscle Bitches with Dirtbag. That was taken from the album Demon Boy Takes a Bride. There you go. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM CITR. Married to Music, whom you heard in that set, you can check out opening up for No Means No before too long. They're playing on April the 4th at the Red Room with No Means No and the Jolts. And possibly Jello Biafra, who knows. So do check that out. Very, very fine band there, opening up for No Means No. Anywho, the time is about 16 minutes shy of 1 o'clock in the morning. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM CITR. As always, broadcast from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver. Coming up at the top of the hour, in about 20 minutes or so, we've got our weekly spotlight, The Cat's Ass. Speaking of punk rock band from right here in Vancouver, BC, called Death Sentence. They put out a couple albums in 1985 and 87, respectively, if I'm not mistaken. And we're going to be playing tunes from both albums, plus we've got a couple compilation tracks of earlier material. So that's coming up in about 20 minutes or so. In the meantime, this next out, you've got tunes from the likes of Trial by Fire, JFA, The Vandals, Avengers, Lifetime, Descendants, Ford Pier, and The Lawrence Arms. But first, we're going to play a tune from Death by Stereo. The album's called Into the Valley of Death. The tune is called These Are a Few of My Favorite Things. This is 101.9 FM CITR.
Without a doubt, I'll tell you. Patrick Edwards. just shut up and not speak till I'm spoken to. But I'm a Jeropine and grants them. And someone always calls my hand. Everyone's always right except me, yeah. Except me, yeah. Except me, yeah. Except me.
Alright, 101.9 FM CITR, that's the Lawrence Arms there, another band from Chicago. Taken from their most recent release, Oh Calcutta, the song was called Beyond the Embarrassing Style. Part of that, Ford Pier from his Meconium album, the tune was called Everyone's Always Right Except Me. Still kind of basking in the glow of the Show Business Giant show a couple days ago, just fantastic, fantastic. See, Descendants before that with a little song called Eunuch Boy, that was from the Everything Sucks LP. Lifetime before that from the Hello Bastards album, the tune was called Anchor. The Avengers before that with The American in Me, taken from the album of that same name. Predator, The Vandals, taken from Peace Through Vandalism. The tune was called The Legend of Pat Brown. JFA before that from Only Live Once. The tune you heard was called Clown Party. Trial by Fire before that, band from Washington, D.C. The tune was called To Whom It May Redeem. And it was from an album called Ringing in the Dawn. And starting out the set, Death by Stereo from Into the Valley of Death. The tune you heard was called These Are a Few of My Favorite Things. There you go. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine. We're here on 101.9 FM CITR. Just about 1 minute past the hour of 1 in the morning. Thank you very much for tuning us in. Time now for our weekly spotlight, The Cat's Ass. This week on a punk rock band from right here in Vancouver, BC, called Death Sentence. The band started in the early 1980s and released two full-length albums in their time. The first one came out on the Undergrowth label in 1984. It was called Not a Pretty Sight. And the second one was released on the Fringe label in 1987. And that one was called Stop Killing Me. They did have a minor hit with a tune called Danger Zone, which appeared on the second album. Something like a 6.5 minute song. It's incredibly long. But they did have a video for it, and I think they had some success. And unfortunately, one of the members passed away from a heroin overdose. And they have played a couple reunion shows in recent years, but haven't heard from them in a while. And despite rumors that their tunes are going to be released on CD, we have seen nothing of that sort, unfortunately. Despite the fact that's the kind of thing that'll be like right up Sudden Death's alley. But anyways, there it is. We happen to have them on CD here, and we are going to be playing from both the albums, plus a couple of songs that appeared on an Undergrowth Records compilation. I think it's Undergrowth. On a Vancouver compilation, nonetheless, in early 1984. So we're going to start things off with those three songs, and we are going to be playing essentially both the albums in their entirety, because they're not all that long. So do sit back and relax, and for the next little while, we're going to hear from Death Sentence. And we're going to start things off with a comp track. It's called Get Out of My Way. So here you go. This is Death Sentence, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Get out, get out, get out of the way. My head.